This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, we're very happy to have as our guest the president of Harding College in Searcy, Arkansas, Dr. George S. Benson. Dr. Benson is noted for his work in the National Education Program, which has won him numerous awards from the Freedom Foundation and other patriotic groups. Dr. Benson, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Your pleasure's mine, I assure you.
You have just prepared a film strip called Communism on the Map. This film strip has been in distribution only a few months, and already it has reached hundreds of thousands of people, particularly in the Mid-South. Dr. Benson, what led you to develop this project, this Communism on the Map film strip?
Because we were tremendously aware of the great need for something to alert the American people to the realities of communism, what communism is, and what its intentions are toward America.
And exactly what does the film strip show, Dr. Benson?
The film strip is a well-documented presentation on what communism actually aims to accomplish, how its intention is worldwide domination, and then how it is progressing, what it has achieved in the last 15 years, and what its immediate intentions are over the next few years.
Now, by what means do you show these facts?
Largely from communist statements themselves and from the best authorities that we can find on communism today.
Do you find that the average citizen is familiar with these facts?
No. The American people are not familiar with these facts at all.
And why do you believe they are not familiar?
Because our American people are very trusting. We like to believe people. We like to believe people are good. And we're very slow to think that people can have such mean intentions as the communists actually have.
Then you believe that the American public at large has been, in recent years at least, somewhat apathetic towards the communist menace.
Oh, yes, very decidedly so.
And do you believe that there is an awakening from this apathy among the public at large today?
Yes. In the last 12 months, there's been the greatest awakening that I've ever seen. I've been speaking on communism for 15 years, and I've never seen such an awakening as we've had in the last 12 months.
Now, this Communism on the Map film strip has been adopted as a project by the American Legion organizations in a number of states. Do you believe that this is one way of reaching a large number of people?
Oh, yes. I'm very proud of what the American Legion has done.
And what has been the reaction from people who have seen this film strip?
The American public have received it very, very well. So well that the general reaction is, what shall I do about it? We are in danger. What's next?
I understand that you have another strip in preparation answering that question.
Yes, that's right.
Well, now, Dr. Benson, exactly as you see it, what are the aims of communism as regards the United States?
Oh, the communists intend to take the rest of the world and surround us and isolate us, and then they hope that America will fall into their hands without an actual war. This is because they believe we would defeat them in an actual hot war. So they're choosing the Cold War method, but their aim is total world control.
Now, is this some new project of the communists, or have they been aiming at this for some time?
Why, Dick, this has been their intention from the start, but we have been slow to believe it.
For how long has this been going on?
Ever since Lenin founded communism. He announced then that their plan was world domination, but people thought it would never be taken seriously. Now, when they actually control 40% of the population of the world, and when they're making great progress in Africa and India and South America, we have to come to take it seriously.
Why do you believe that the communists have chosen to work underground, as it were, in this country, rather than by open means?
Because our people would not openly accept communism, and they would not intentionally support the intentions of the communists. So they must work underground, they must use their propaganda and subversion, and get our people unwittingly to do the things that will lead us to the point we will go over the brink.
Have the communists been successful in foisting their ambitions upon the American people?
Yes, they've gone a long, long way. The communist activities led to the division of Germany, and that gave great strength to Russia in Europe. Then it was communist activities that led to the loss of China, communist activities that led to the loss of Cuba. Now they're working equally hard to sink us economically and financially.
Are there any particular groups of Americans whom you would label as soft on the subject of communism?
Oh, I don't know that I'd name any particular group. We've all been just unaware. If you mean by soft that have been more infiltrated than others, then perhaps there's something to that.
The communist technique of infiltration, though, is not merely finding someone who agrees wholeheartedly with them. It is finding some sincere, dedicated, but perhaps misguided or uninformed people and using them to achieve communist ends. Is this correct?
That's right. They have worked very hard to get ministers and teachers who would further some particular aim of the communists without being aware it was a communist aim.
Well, Dr. Benson, a few moments ago you said that one of the questions that was asked most often is, what can the average citizen do to combat this menace of communism? Now, what would be your answer to that question?
Dick, people want a short answer. They want a quick answer. They want an easy answer. There is no such. The person today who wants to really do something to combat communism must first learn what communism is. He must actually do some studying. He must understand it. Then number two, he must understand our American way of life and its advantages and what really makes it tick. Then with the knowledge in these two areas, he can go to work to build a favorable atmosphere for building the kind of American citizenship that can meet the crisis just ahead.
Does the average American today really understand what Americanism is?
No. We have been very happy to enjoy our high standard of living, our excellent housing, fine transportation, our education, and we'd like to just go on enjoying it without really worrying ourselves about why America produces nearly as much manufactured goods as all the rest of the world combined.
Do you believe the United States is in danger today of losing its freedom?
Oh, yes. I think we are. Khrushchev said he wanted to see the red flag flying over the entire world in his lifetime. Khrushchev is already 66 years old. The rest of his lifetime is probably 10 years. He seems to think that the red flag will be flying over the whole world within that length of time. In the eyes of the communists, we're in real danger.
What can be done towards educating not only ourselves, but future generations of Americans as to the ideals of America, to the things that have made this country great?
Well, one of the important things is to start now doing a much better job teaching citizenship in our own schools. I would like to see an orientation course at the 8th grade in every American school. Then I'd like to see a more thorough course at the 11th or 12th grade in every American high school. This course should explain the realities of communism, what their intentions are, what their tactics are, what they intend to do to us. Then should explain what our American way of life really is, what makes it tick, and what its achievements are. Then these young people would automatically be real American citizens and dedicated citizens.
But today, then, you would say that perhaps one reason why we are not so alarmed over the inroads communism has made is because we don't understand what they are trying to do.
That's right. We're very slow to believe that they actually intend to take over and rule the whole world, and we're quite unaware of how harsh it would be if they should take over our country. Those who have been closest to the commies, those who have infiltrated the commies and have sat in their secret meetings, think that the communists believe they would need to liquidate 25% of the American population in order to be safe in ruling the country thereafter.
Do you believe that recent developments in the Western Hemisphere, in Cuba and possibly some other Latin American nations, give us greater cause for concern?
Oh, yes. What's happened in Cuba has helped very much to awaken our people. And the communists are working very, very hard now to have a lot more Cubas in South America.
Do you believe they will succeed in this?
Yes, I think there will be some more Cubans in South America this year because the commies have built hatred for America and they've built it quite deeply into the personalities of the people of South America.
Has our own foreign policy contributed to a dislike of this country in other parts of the world? Have we been trying too hard to buy friendship?
Well, there's two things. One is we have not required our diplomats and other foreign representatives to learn the language of the people. Consequently, they have not really made friends. Then they have not understood our giveaway policy. On our part, it was purely to obtain goodwill and to be helpful. They think we're trying to buy them, and they resent it.
So that some of the billions of dollars that we have poured into giveaway projects have actually not only not succeeded, but have engendered greater animosity towards us.
That's right, Dick. I had lived under 15 different flags when this program was started. I went to Washington at that time and talked to the Secretary of the Treasury and tried to persuade him that a giveaway program would be misunderstood, would cause people to suspect us, be suspicious of us, and would be much better if we'd handle it on a business-like basis, expecting a return for everything that we were giving them.
Concurrent with some of the other things we've been saying, would you also recommend that our diplomats be better versed in Americanism?
Better versed in Americanism and better versed in the languages and customs and manners of the people to whom they go.
Getting back to the average citizen once again, because that's what most of us are, that's how we classify ourselves, aside from becoming well-informed, is there any other positive action that the average citizen can take to make certain that communism goes no further in its drive to capture the American nation?
Yes, Dick, we must have more positive action in Washington. But in Washington, the men feel that they are our representatives and they are trying to represent what they believe to be the mass of public opinion in America. Consequently, we have got to awaken the public to what communism is, to the danger that America finds herself in today, and what should be done in order to influence Washington to take the steps that are essential to be taken.
Dr. Benson, if anyone in the audience has not seen this Communism on the Map film strip and is interested in getting information about it or perhaps in obtaining a copy, how should they go about getting this information?
They may write to the National Education Program, Searcy, Arkansas. They may buy the film for $42.50 or they may rent it for $5.
That's the National Education Program at Searcy, S-E-A-R-C-Y, Arkansas. Dr. Benson, our time has gone by very quickly indeed today. I'd like to thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to appear with you on this program.
Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Our guest today has been Dr. George S. Benson, president of Harding College in Searcy, Arkansas. Till next week, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.